Tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander passed through the Seattle and Chicago jazz scenes on his way to becoming a New Yorker over a decade ago. He's recorded a couple of dozen albums, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says many jazz fans have yet to notice how good he really is. Here's Kevin's review of Alexander's latest CD.
Eric Alexander jump-starting his version of Rodgers and Hart's ballad, Where or When. Some jazz musicians win you over by being suave, by caressing a melody. Alexander tears into a nice tune like Popeye into a can of spinach, with the same explosive results. Playing or improvising on a song, he'll lean into the beat, impatient to get moving. A favorite ploy is to bounce one note between octaves, or alternate between two ways of fingering the same note, so he jogs in place like a runner at a stoplight. Eric Alexander with former teacher and frequent partner Harold Mayburn on piano. Nat Reeves is on bass and Joe Farnsworth on drums. When the saxophonist was coming up in the 90s, his other mentors included the great tenor players Von Freeman and George Coleman. But neither's as obvious a role model as John Coltrane, with his big, noble tone all over the horn, lightning quick articulation, and a buzzsaw approach to ballads. Those alternate fingerings and a weakness for nervous trills help pull Alexander out of Coltrane's shadow. Here he is on Monk's ballad, Ruby, My Dear. Alexander, this fireworks show can't be the conceptual triumph it was for Coltrane, but it's still a win for dazzling technique. On Eric Alexander's new album, It's All in the Game on High Note, the excitement may flag when the pace does. The most notable change-up is a bossa nova-ish take on the 1971 Roberta Flack Donnie Hathaway hit, Where is the Love? Alexander finds a bluesy undercurrent below a slick surface. As a post-1960 pop song recorded by a jazz musician, Where is the Love is one of those tunes mislabeled new standards by some jazz folk. A real standard, new or otherwise, is a tune that dozens or hundreds of jazz musicians play, part of a shared repertoire. By that measure, none of the Monkees or Bjork or Radiohead songs covered by a jazz musician or two is a bona fide standard, although the Beatles' Blackbird is on the way. Not that good players like Alexander shouldn't play pop music of the last 40 years. Still, the speed drills bring out his best. It's a thrill to hear someone so confident at high velocity who doesn't exhaust his ideas even while rifling through them in a hurry. As far as I'm concerned, Eric Alexander can play anything he wants. But maybe he could play it really fast.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed It's All in the Game by tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander.